Hi, my name is Eric Forrest, and welcome to the Whiteboard Podcast. Whiteboard is a podcast that invites recent design grads to be candid with faculty on their time as a student. These are the conversations that profs and students should have but can't, exploring the intersecting needs of students, faculty, the education system, and the job market as a whole. You're the first person I've spoken to, by the way.
Really? I feel honored.
Well, I mean, yeah, look, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. So why don't you start by introducing yourself, Jordan?
Okay. For those who don't know, my name is Jordan Burke. I am currently enrolled in advertising graphic design at Humber College Lakeshore. I started in September 2018, and I'm currently on roll to finish this year, 2021.
So that's great. So how's it been going so far?
Trying to quarantine.
Yeah, how's it been going with quarantine? How's it been going with school?
The second time having this quarantine, I kind of got used to it. I was just trying to keep myself busy same time like the first time. And in terms of school, like right now, I only have like one class. So I'm just busy doing that and just looking at internships for this year.
How's the internship process been in with the quarantine, with the lockdown?
Honestly, it's not as hard as I thought it would be, because even like before going to this semester, like last year, I thought it was going to be a stressful period. But I've been lucky to like come in contact with some people that would like to work with me, and some I'm still looking to like get back at me. But for the most part, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
And how are you getting in touch with those? Like, how are you getting in touch with potential clients then?
Well, for one teacher, she showed me from last semester about this brand. She kind of helped me, got me to them. And there was others. I just hit up on the social media, like Twitter, Instagram. Those are the two platforms I'm normally on. And one of them, I just got lucky because they just messaged me the next morning. I was so caught off guard, and they said they would like to like work with me. And there was this other brand I was like, I like looking at, and they're established in Toronto too, and I like the stuff they were making. And they reached out to me this week, and they wanted to do a test with me to see if I'm suited for them. So yeah,
they're gonna do a test. Do you know what that's gonna be like?
Yeah, it's just like make some like visual graphics for them, see if they like it, and if like they like what they see, then they'll put me on board. We'll see what happens.
That's wild. That's cool. That's good to hear. I have had in the past employers send me like, do this project and we'll tell you like as part of your application. Yeah, there's sort of been a debate actually in like the professional world of whether or not that is fair, but I think it makes sense. How do you feel about it?
It does. Honestly, when I first got it, like I was happy that I got it, but I was at the same time really nervous because it's like, oh shoot, okay. It's like I don't know what to make. You know, so it's like, and if it's like what I make, it's even good enough for them, because I really want to work with them, but I don't want to give them, you know, poor quality work.
Right.
You know, I want to be able to give them my best. This was close.
I was full.
I was like kind of been on a wait list. But within a couple of days, I got in.
Did you look at media comms or anything like that?
I did, to be honest. But I feel like media comm, communications, I didn't really look at it. I don't know. I was just wait. I did like a bit of like an eating, mini, minor, mo type of things. It's like what would I would like. And plus, like advertising graphic design program was like a 2 years. So it's like I felt like, you know, I could finish this, you know, simple.
Right. Right.
Okay, got my thing and I'm out. But right. Low key, sometimes I do think about like maybe I should do like another program. I'm not sure what it would be yet, but maybe media communications, maybe, but could be something else. Who knows?
So you do more schooling down the road, given that you'd consider it, given the opportunity, seeing where your life is.
Yeah, exactly. See where my life goes. maybe I should go back to school to do this program because I'm interested in it.
Do you think it would have mattered whether you took something like media comms or something like graphic design, like when it comes to similar disciplines using similar softwares, thinking about similar ideas? Do you feel like, for example, you studied advertising and graphic design and now you're stuck doing that and that's the only thing you'll be able to do in life?
Like, do you think I could be stuck?
Yeah, like, so suppose, oh. Okay, suppose we're back to, 17-year-old Jordan and he's like picking between media and comms or graphic design or fashion. And, you know, maybe 17-year-old Jordan thinks, if I take one of these things, like, that's my path for life, right? Because that's what I studied.
Oh,
okay. How do you feel about that kind of thing now?
Absolutely. When I think about that, like, bro, life can take you anywhere regardless of what you do in life. You think that, like, just because you do fashion, you can only do fashion? No way. I feel like, it's a big world and a lot of possibilities out there. Like, you don't always have to, like, stick to that one thing. You can always branch out, do something else. I don't feel like you could stay stuck in one place just because you went to school for that one thing, you know?
Yeah. I think that might be especially true of design. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the principles and elements are common in so many ways across so many
facts. You
know, you're prepared.
Maybe to like you could even work in like maybe like film editing for a movie. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, what's stopping you from doing fashion design if you really wanted to at this point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's stopping me?
Oh yeah, I mean, like if you wanted to, if you woke up tomorrow and said, I want to do this.
Yeah, no problem. It's just like sometimes like your heart can be in it for one day, and then by the next day or the next couple of days, it's like, I'll pick up on it maybe next week, within a month or so. Like when I chose this program, like my heart just stuck with it. Like I don't care for any other program I see out there, like business, like it's cool, but I don't care for it like that. I'm just saying that because maybe I'm not a strong math student, but yeah, graphic is like I wake up and I just like, if I was to choose a program, it'll be this program because I like doing it, I had fun doing it. Choose where your heart is at the moment, because I don't want to half-ass it and just do it because there's nothing left. I just want to do it because I love doing it, you know?
Right. That is just such a pure motivation that it's and I mean, I just believe it from you so much. Everyone says, oh, I do this because I love it. And sometimes you're like, do you? I get the impression that you actually do. You really do. Which is just so like encouraging to me, because there are times where I felt like working and I'm like, oh man, I don't want to do this today, right? Well, like everything in life gets like that, but
of course.
So you took a year off between high school and college. I did too, partly because my grades were awful and partly because I wanted to make money. What about you?
I mean, it just happened, to be honest. Like I didn't really plan or tell people, oh, I'm doing the year off. It's just like within the month started of September, I guess I'm taking a year off, you know. But luckily, that's when I got the Foot Locker job. So that time, I just started working. And to be honest, I love working there, just making a whole lot of money while everybody's stressing in school. I don't really have big responsibilities. I'm just making money for myself, buying whatever I want. But then I realized that, you know, this can't only be as good as it gets. And it's like, you know, I have to like think about other things about my life, you know?
Yeah, man, that resonates with me. I was working at Starbucks and it was just like, this is good. Like I got like a promotion. I got an extra couple bucks an hour now. And yeah. I have no responsibilities. My bank account's growing somehow, even though I don't make anything. Like, but I mean, there's no rush, is there, at 18, 17?
Not to be honest, I feel like I even still rushed it too soon when I went back in 2017. I realized, you know what, maybe I should have taken maybe 2 years off. That'd be better for me. Yeah, I would say don't force yourself, don't rush yourself to be into school, because other people are doing it or like you feel like you have to. It's just do it when you feel like you're ready.
Yeah. Do you have any other advice for your 17-year-old version of yourself?
Don't be easily impressed by other people just because what they have. You know, just everything that you got is already good. You just don't really realize it. What else?
Wow.
Don't force it. Don't rush it. Your time will come soon. You know, like, to be honest, when I was like 17 finishing high school, I never thought like where I would be in this position. I don't even know where life could even be in the next 4 or 5 years from when I graduated. Yeah, it just took time. Time always heals everything in the long run.
Wow, that's good advice for 35-year-old me. Damn. Anything you'd do different?
For me, I would do proper research. Just proper research, read, reread. Because me, it's just like sometimes I kind of like skim through, see, you know, the important highlights. Okay, this resonates to me. Okay, I'm going to apply. No, just actually like look at the details, Google it if you have to, ask questions. That's something I should do. Just ask a lot of questions.
Like when you're applying for a job or just in life or?
Yeah, just in life. Always like read. Because like, reread everything because like you think that is something you want to do, whatever it is. You think you like it because you saw this and that, but because you didn't really ask a lot of questions. And then you go into it and it's like you don't like it. You waste a lot of money. And it's like, now what?
Yeah.
You know? So that's something I would advise myself. Just look through the fine print properly and reread it again. Read it 20 times. Fuck it. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny, actually, I was teaching the other day, and I record all my lectures, and I dropped 2 F-bombs in one class, and I was like, am I going to get in trouble for this? Like, is someone going to report me? So, we'll find out.
Maybe if somebody tells, maybe.
You know what? I was like, sometimes it's hard to deliver a lecture, demonstrate software, you know, a tricky thing in software, and it's not working, and you're trying to talk through it, and so you're, and like, you forget the words for something, and then all of a sudden you're just like, fuck. And then you're like, oh, shit. And then you're, yeah.
I mean, you're human. It happens.
It happens, man. You can't be
perfect all the time.
You know, sometimes I teach 9 hours in a day. So by that tutorial in the last 8 hour, I am brain fried. I'm surprised the words are still coming out.
Exactly. Like, but, I expect a couple of teachers to, like, swear every now and then, you know? Like, plus, we're old enough. We understand. We get it, you know? So I don't see it as a problem, but yeah. If you're talking to me, yeah, it just happens. I understand.
Yeah, appreciate it. When I asked what you would tell yourself, you kind of just said, read everything, take time to understand everything. And it feels like maybe like one thing that I'm picking up here is like life is short, but also long enough to take your time in. Or like it's better, even though if it's short, it's better if you take your time. I don't know. Yes. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I feel like my mom, there's something that I always remember that my mom told me is just don't rush your age. You know, don't feel like you have to do this so damn soon because you still have a whole long life ahead of you. Like, yes, like life can be short, but it's like you still have the chance to do what you want to do. Find the people you want to be with, all that. So it's just don't force yourself for anything so soon.
Yeah, man. And it's so tough because even I'm always trying to, how can I do a better job at teaching? How can I be a better designer? How can I be a better human being? And you want to do it now. You want to like always be like best version of yourself and all that. And I think we're all trying, but like how fast can a tree grow? Like, you know.
And grow right away. It takes hundreds of years.
Yeah, so like even like the smallest new leaf is seizing the moment, like making the most of that day's sun. It could just be a leaf, but it's something. And it's something. Like that.
So what made you want to become a professor at Humber?
Ah, okay. So I did my BA in literature and history. And I was like, I don't know, 19 when I went to university. I graduated and I applied to a master's program, and I applied to history and I applied to English. And I didn't get into history, and that was kind of like what I wanted to do, because I wanted to be a historian and I wanted to be a professor of history. And I didn't get in. So I was like, okay, like, do I want to pursue the English thing? It's a lot of money for a master's degree. It's another 2 years of my life. And my sister was a graphic designer, and she was like, well, you like computers, yeah. You like art, yeah. Well, guess what? Graphic design is art on computers. And I was like, okay, I could do that. I applied at Humber, and I basically had, like, no portfolio. We had portfolio reviews to get in back then. So you had to meet your professors before you were accepted, bring a portfolio of your work. So, like, I just did some sketches and took some photographs, and I met with a guy named David Barkworth. And I was like, look, sir, like, I don't know anything about graphic design. I've never done it. My sister's a designer. She says I'll like it. And he was like, well, sometimes it's the people who have no, like, preconceptions about design who are the ones who end up being the best designers, because they're, like, not locked in that headspace. So I got in, and I just kind of floated through, and I did it. I didn't get, like, incredible grades. This is just an average student. So that's it, man. It just happened to me. Oh, and then I was working 9 to 5, and, you know, everyone's different. I get restless. Like, if I don't have a new thing to move into, I just get restless. I was single, you know, I had, like, so much time on my hands, and I was like, I'm going to go to OCAD and get a master's degree. So I did that. And then I was like, well, I didn't get this for no reason. What can you do with a master of design? And I was like, you could teach. So here I am, and I really like it. So maybe,
that's yeah, cool.
Teaching is like, as like, I'll never run out of things to do as a teacher.
Right. Always just preoccupied.
Yeah. And like, every new wave of students pulls the rug out from under me. So it's like, I am always scrambling. So I will never get bored, and I will never feel restless, because I'm always out of breath. Cool. Yeah.
So, like, what, besides teaching, like, what other professions you see yourself doing besides teaching?
Well, I did a good amount of photography before COVID. I did restaurants mostly. So food, like, for marketing and Uber and stuff like that. And then I did some photo editing for, like, a company called SodaStream. I did some, like, Instagram photo edits for them. I did some design work, like, here and there, logos for small businesses, you know, so design work. I continue to work for some web design for a mining company called Valet.
Oh, so you still freelance on the side?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I think it's healthy for me. Constantly, I'm, like, encountering things in the industry, and I'm like, oh, this has to be in, like, I have to teach this. This has to be in the course. And I'm always learning new things. Like, I feel pressure, whether I should or not, I feel pressure to stay one step ahead of the students at all times, like, in my knowledge. And I don't even know if that's good. I'm not saying it is. I'm just confessing this. Like, I feel this pressure. And
why? Because you feel like someone's better than you?
It's not that. I want, Jordan, there's nothing would make me happier than if you became 10 times the designer I am. If you aren't already, you probably will be. And that makes me happy. You know what it is? They're paying me. So I better damn well be good. How about that?
Of course.
And so staying fresh in the industry, I feel, keeps me good.
Okay.
I got it out.
Do you think that the design jobs are very competitive in Toronto?
Oh, man. The coolest jobs are always going to be sought after. Yeah. I mean, if you want to work at Saatchi & Saatchi and get the Coca-Cola contract and the Nike contract, man, you are going to be busting your ass, and you're going to need a whole lot of luck, because success is equal parts. People always say, like, you make your own luck. Well, I don't necessarily buy into that, but you definitely, like, all the hard work in the world won't pay off without a bit of luck, right? Like, the right person has to see your hard work, and that's kind of lucky. Yeah. Anyways. So that is super competitive. And then, like, I guess the less desirable the work gets, the less the competition is. So it's like it's a gradient, I guess. You know, another thing, though, is also, like, if you want that good work, I work for a company and I got hired in like a not too sexy job title, but they're always throwing things at me. Like, can you do this video editing? And I'm like, yep. And can you do this? Can you do that? And so I'm always saying yes to things, and those things end up being the cool stuff that comes out.
Okay. That's cool. So like they have like your email and they just email you, do this and do that.
No, it's luck, man. It's luck. Look, I went to school with someone and she got hired by this company and in communications. Someone on her team said, well, we need a graphic designer, but we only need someone part-time. And she said, well, I know someone. And that's how I got the job.
Oh, okay, okay. So yes. They have you on standby, if anything.
Yeah, it's called a retainer. So I promise them a certain amount of hours every week. And I have to, it doesn't matter. If I have to stay up till 3 a.m., I have to give them those hours. And they pay me.
Wow. Doesn't it get like stressful, a little overwhelming sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, yes. So, you know, you do what you can. You kind of cross your fingers that, you know, there isn't 100 assignments that need to be graded at the same time that you get a call from the client saying, you know, we need this web design done and we need it done tomorrow. And you're like, but like, man, you just do it.
Just do it.
You just do it. And it's okay. It's going to be okay.
Facts.
Yeah.
Do you feel like as a designer, you have to find constant inspiration?
I have to say, lately, a lot of my work is templated. The design work I do is for a very strong brand with very tight guidelines. My freelance work, no. But you know what? Designing my education, yeah, I'm always looking for inspiration. Like, I'm always looking at what are other educators doing? What are other educators not doing? What's missing? You know, I'm always looking, you know, I guess what I'm doing right now, what you and I are doing, is kind of me looking for inspiration. Okay. I'm being inspired by Jordan right now to, like, maybe be a better instructor, maybe try to understand student needs better. And get better at my job, right? So
if I didn't say it earlier, you are a good instructor to me. You're a very good professor.
Thank you. A pleasure to have you as a student.
Of course. I had a good time.
Well, that's nice. I mean, I appreciate it. And I appreciate your time here today.
All right. So I love being here. Do you know anybody you think I know that would possibly you're going to interview?
Well, I'm already going to interview Gabe. He's already signed on. And I got him. So for you, it was kind of like, what's it like to be a student who has spread out their education the way you did? Because that's a unique experience, right? A lot of people, they worry about changing, like, I can't change my course and stuff like that, right?
Right.
So they need to hear Jordan's life and they like what he did. For Gabe, it's similar to you in one way, is that Gabe always did whatever he wanted to do. Like, he did not care about the assignment. And I had so much appreciation for that, right? But it was a challenge for me because I'm like, how can I get this guy grades? Because he's obviously doing a good job. He's like, I got to find some grades in here because he didn't follow the rubric, but his work is awesome. So it's like always a challenge. And so I want to talk to Gabe about what that is like as a student and what it's like being like that as a professional. And I think he can really inspire some students to sort of trust themselves in the same way you will.
Can't wait. I can't wait for that.
Me neither. I'm actually kind of scared.
Yeah, he's pretty chill.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like disarmingly chill. You know, like you try to talk to Gabe and you try to get like excited and he's like, he just looks at you and you're like,
yeah.
It's going to be all right. You should just relax. If there's nothing else you want to cover,
I'm trying to figure something, but nothing's come to mind. I think I'm good. If anything, contact me for a part two.
Okay. Amazing. I mean, yeah, actually maybe once you're out in the workforce, once you get this job that you're finishing a test for, we'll do it again. We'll rejoin and we'll see how you feel about things.
Sounds good.
Okay, I really appreciate your time, Jordan. And again, I'll let you know when we air this.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for speaking to me.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.